All right. Hello, everyone, and thank you for taking this time in, out of your busy day to meet today because we have a very important action item to approve. So I call this meeting to order, this special meeting of the Board of Education on October 9, 2020. Statement is hereby made that adequate notice of this meeting was given by posting written notice prominently on the bulletin board in the Board of Education offices, the district's website, and the four district schools. The mail and or hand delivery of said notice to the designated newspapers, the student groups, the parent groups, and student reps to the board, and filing with the clerk of the Homedale Township Police Headquarters and Public Library. Meetings of the board are open to the public, and all members of the community should feel free to participate. There'll be two opportunities for the public to speak. The first is at the beginning of the meeting for agenda items only, and the second is at the end for other items. Any individual desiring to speak shall give his or her name, address, and the group if any that is represented. The presentation shall be as brief as possible, but no more than 3 minutes per individual. There are certain items that may be brought before the board that cannot be immediately addressed in public. Such matters may be referred by the president to a board committee and or to supervisor consideration and or resolution. The board vests in its president or other presiding officer authority to terminate the remarks of any individual if she deems it in the best interest of those present to do so. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Flynn.
Here.
Mr. Sockel.
Here.
Mr. Reddy, I believe, is absent. Mrs. Briamonte.
Here.
Mrs. Collins.
Here.
Mr. Wall.
Here.
Mr. Foster.
Here.
Mr. Hammer.
Here.
Mrs. Urbanski.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Can you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation
under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There will be no presentations. At this point of the meeting, we will take questions and comments from the public on action items only.
And if I may, Madam President, Dr. Seitz was trying to join us. Unfortunately, I don't. He may be jumping on last minute, but he wanted me to share that he did have a slip sheet item that he wants to have addressed. It has to do with hiring a position. I will read it for the board. Approval of appointment, temporary leave replacement, English teacher, instructional coach, WRSAT school. That the board approve the appointment of Danielle Proshia, temporary leave replacement, English teacher, instructional coach, WRSAT school at a salary of step two to four BA plus 15, $55,375 effective October 26, 2020 or sooner through February 2nd, 2021, pending criminal history review. Salary for the 2021 school year is dependent upon completion of negotiations with HTEA. This is for TLR for Kay Klinger, who's on a paid leave.
And what school was that, Mike?
William R. Satt School. This was a recommendation from Dr. Charney and Dr. Seitz. They were working and I guess finalizing the interviews. And since we are having this meeting today, they requested to put it forth.
Does anyone have any questions on the board?
So just to understand here, Michael, this is someone who's just asked for a leave of absence and we're filling in.
I think the leave has been approved already. I think they are finding the temporary replacement for that individual on the leave.
So we approved this leave of absence at our last meeting. We just didn't have someone to fill it.
That's my understanding. I don't know if it was at the last meeting, but it was previously approved.
Okay.
And this is now the candidate to temporarily leave that person.
We're not going to take action on that yet until we close opening for public comment, though.
No, we're not. I don't know, Michael's reading it.
I do see we have five attendees. I didn't know if anybody.
Yeah, and then no one has. Does anyone have any questions about the agenda items only?
Nope.
Okay. All right, seeing none, let's go to the first agenda item. Does anyone, can I have a motion for the agenda item that was published on the meeting notice?
Move.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, have a roll call, please.
Ms. Flynn.
Yes.
Mr. Sokol.
Yes.
Mrs. Briamonte.
Yes.
Mrs. Collins.
Yes.
Mr. Wall.
Yes.
Mr. Foster.
Yes.
Mr. Hammer.
Yes.
Mrs. Urbanski.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Hey, Mike, you forgot me.
Pete's on too.
Oh. Yeah, what's up, Mike? Come on.
Sorry about that, Pete.
Were well, you okay, here at the roll call, Pete?
I texted Mike, but I missed your quick roll call.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, like that, thank you.
Mr. Reddy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, motion passes.
On the slip sheet item, can I have a motion?
Move.
Second.
Okay, discussion? Seeing none, can I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Flynn?
Yes.
Mr. Sokol?
Yes.
Mr. Reddy?
Yes.
Mrs. Briamonte?
Yes.
Mrs. Collins?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Hammer?
Yes.
Mrs. Urbanski?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Let's see our agenda. I should know this agenda at this point. All right. Any old business? Any board members? Any new business board members? Any questions or comments from the public? Okay, at this moment, there is no executive session required. So I'll have a motion to adjourn.
Adjourn, move to adjourn.
Second.
And then can I just have a show of hands, a wave? Thank you everyone for participating. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.